Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story now. California's horse racing board members taking a harsh tone with representatives from Santa Anita Park.
Santa Anita Park has said many times that heavy rain last winter is what they think likely contributed in some part to the track problems and the fatal injuries to racehorses. Now, they have agreed here in a meeting with the horse racing board commissioners to an inclement weather policy that they'll cancel races on their winter schedule. It's kind of self-policing. The commission members said that they'll go along with it, but it came with this admonition.
But I have to warn you that, you know, we can't afford to have a repeat of last year. You know that as well as I do. If the board has any inclination that the policies that we've agreed upon are not being followed, this board does have the ability to step in, and we will.
And if, you know, things don't go as, you know, we expect, It will not be pleasant.
Commissioners, they're referring to a new law passed this year that does give them the new power to shut down a track where there is trouble. The meeting continues here at Los Alamitos Track. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, the Los Angeles City Attorney Mike Fiore this hour announcing a lawsuit against the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. The lawsuit seeks relief for residents and businesses in the southeast San Fernando Valley who have experienced increased airplane noise from changes in flight paths of planes departing Hollywood Burbank Airport. The L.A. Sheriff's Department needs your help finding a missing teenage girl.
Her name is Catherine Sanford. She's 17 years old and was last seen Wednesday night.
The last place that they saw was the 22,000 block of Canyon Drive in Topanga. She is a resident of Santa Monica.
Armando Vieira with the Sheriff's Department tells KNX they're following up on leads.
We are asking the public, anybody in the Malibu area, if they've seen this young girl, to please contact the Malibu Lost Hills Sheriff Station or 911, whatever city they're in. They can call 911 and assist us in helping us find this person who's suffering from autism.
Sanford is described as white, 5'3", 100 pounds, with short brown hair and hazel eyes. Rob Archer, KNX 1070.
When 2019 ends, so will Super Shuttle service to LAX. The LA Times reports that one of Super Shuttle's franchisees received a letter saying the company is not accepting reservations for any time after New Year's Eve, though it says it will accommodate reservations already made. Super Shuttle says it'll honor all reservations for dates before New Year's Eve. A Times reporter who called Super Shuttle's 800 number reports the representative answered yes when asked if Super Shuttle is going out of business. Mountain lion is headed up into the local mountains after being caught and tranquilized at a home backyard in the Simi Valley. It was first spotted earlier this morning near Erringer Road and the 118 freeway.
This lion was found eating a raccoon, and the neighbors called 911. Simi Valley PD showed up and verified it. There's a lion right there. They contacted our local wildlife officer, who's a lieutenant for the area, and he immediately responded and successfully darted that animal.
State Fish and Wildlife Captain Patrick Foy there. He tells KNX the mountain lion is not the same one that killed a dog and attacked another one last week. The mountain lion last week had a collar. This one does not, but now has a collar as it's been let back into the wild. A San Pedro man is getting a firsthand lesson on how determined squirrels can be. He caught one, a squirrel, stealing a package from his front doorstep. The whole thing was caught on a security video. It shows the furry porch pirate darting to the door, grabbing the envelope, dragging it away. Ferdy Gellion is the homeowner, tells KNX it helps explain a recent neighborhood mystery.
There's a couple times where I saw a package like off on the side, and I figured it was just a FedEx driver, you know, throwing it over the fence or whatever. When we got the camera and we saw that, I was like, huh, that makes a little bit more sense now.
The package turned up by a nearby bush. You can see the video of the heist It's on our website, KNX1070.com. Investigators in Norwalk have seized almost three dozen nitrous oxide tanks and arrested three brothers and a fourth man. L.A. County Sheriff's Lieutenant Noe Garcia tells KNX the men were selling the gas to teens out of a building on Front Street.
It's become more common now. It's become one of the, I don't know if to call it a drug of choice or not, but it's something, an activity that more and more minors are doing now.
Garcia tells us there were complaints because the men were selling the nitrous oxide late at night and in the early morning hours. He says the men would make anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 a night doing so.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.